It's been 5 years since the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston closed dozens of parishes in the region. But at five of those closed churches, like here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in East Boston, the hymns go on. Parishioners protesting the closings have been occupying the five parishes for 24 hours a day since 2004. 5 years on, some are wondering just how this stalemate might end. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
Five handmade quilts hang around the altar of St. Francis Cabrini Church in Scituate. Each one commemorates a year the former parishioners of this closed church have illegally occupied the building.
They represent who we are. Our third anniversary quilt is called the Journey Quilt, and it's a road. It's a road to the church. There's bridges.
Mary Ellen Rogers and her husband John are two of the leaders of this vigil, as they call it. They organize more than 100 people in groups of two to stay in the church day and night. The changing of the guard happens every 2 hours.
Thank you for all those checks, and thank you for doing all that research.
Okay. They've been at this for more than 1,800 days.
I thought it would be done within the year.
John Rogers is as surprised as anyone that these vigils in five different churches in Scituate, East Boston, Everett, Framingham, and Wellesley are still going on.
I truly believe, and maybe to a naive point, that based upon right versus wrong, this would be done. We would be granted what we wanted, which would to reopen this church as a fully functioning parish. They would see the error of their ways and say, oh, boy, did we make a mistake.
But Cardinal Sean O'Malley, head of the Boston Archdiocese, hasn't admitted any mistake by closing St. Francis and more than 70 other churches to shore up the coffers of the church. Instead, he's tolerating the occupations by paying the church's heating, electricity, and snow plowing. Last year, it cost $600,000 for the upkeep. Sister Marion Batho is the archdiocese liaison to the church vigils. She says it's important to keep the buildings in safe condition while the Vatican hears the appeals.
We probably did not expect that it would be 5 years. But Cardinal Sean made the commitment to do nothing, really, until the appeal process had been completed.
People following the process closely await a ruling from the Vatican's highest court, which could come as early as this spring. None of the churches expect the Vatican to rule in their favor. Peter Boré, co-chairman of the Council of Parishes, supports these vigils. Boré says they're protesting U.S. bishops who closed down viable parishes. He and others are sending a message that these bishops shouldn't be trusted by the Vatican.
We want to send a signal to Rome, and we've been successful in this, that all is not well in Catholic America, and we're clogging their review systems. And this has come to the attention of the Pope.
Even if Boré and others don't win their appeals, he says the parishioners will stand firm. That will put the church in a difficult position.
They're going to have to operate through writs of eviction and police or sheriff's deputies in five different jurisdictions.
Many protesters say they're willing to be arrested if it comes to that. Mary Ellen Rogers of St. Francis is one of them.
But we would appreciate the cardinal being by the door, explaining to us why it came to this, why he would not meet with us, why they would not sit down and work on a resolution.
The cardinal has not met with the groups running the occupation since 2008. The vigilers say while Sister Batho, who is the liaison for the archdiocese, lends a kind ear, she is not a decision maker. She says Cardinal Sean is a man of peace who is unlikely to call in the police. But the archdiocese spokesman, Terry Donlin, adds,
we also reserve the right in the event of the need because of a safety issue or some other extenuating circumstance to have to end them.
The end might come sooner rather than later if the archdiocese is thinking about cost. Because the church building no longer qualifies for a religious exemption, the town of Scituate recently ordered the archdiocese to pay about $45,000 in property taxes. Other towns with church squatters might do the same. That would make the vigils even more expensive to tolerate, but a costly public relations problem to solve. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.